Warning, Talk Sports-ish is for mature audiences only. It's barely even a sports podcast, but it's me, John Reed, and Cody McClure talking about news and entertainment, pop culture, what's going on in our lives, mature content. Again, warning, mature content. Now that you've been warned, let's get to the episode.
Untethered, and my rage knows no bounds.
Ladies and gentlemen,
all I know is you never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
What is it with you and this obsession with this varsity crap?
People come to us because we don't sell them on anything.
They can't refuse because of the implication.
You wonder ever you're a bad man?
World needs bad men. We keep the other bad men from the door.
Some things are a matter of duty.
The world's greatest
podcast in America.
That doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough to dispute.
I was about to take advice from a clown who dives headfirst into the shallow end of the pool.
It's
the world's greatest podcast in America.
With John Reed and Cody McClure.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is. So it is.
So it is. So it is. It's a Tennessee thing.
Well, I'm holding on.
The world's greatest podcast in America. John Reed, Cody McClure. Cody, what's going on in Texas?
Hello, hello. It's a fine day here in Texas. The cows are mooing and the roosters are what do roosters do? Crowing. The roosters are crowing. The other day I didn't get in until so late. I was out so late driving that I didn't get in till almost 4 a.m. or something like that. And then I sat up for like an hour watching YouTube, and I could hear the roosters crowing. They really do get up. Cock-a-doodle-doo! They really do get up early. I mean, that is a stereotype that is true, my friend. They rise before the sun does. They got shit to do.
How was the driving this weekend?
Oh, the driving was good. There were some comedy shows. Friday, Andrew Schultz was in town. And then yesterday, Nate Bargatze was in town. So those guys are both big enough to be playing arenas. So the Moody Center, the arena downtown there was packed most of the weekend. I did some rides around that. Pouring down rain Saturday. Like heavy, heavy, heavy downpour I got in the middle of. That was aggressive. There was also a music festival here this weekend in a little town called Georgetown, Texas. It was like a...
Is that Two Step In?
Yeah, that's it. You've heard of it?
Yeah, I went to, I've gone to a couple festivals, so I guess... I don't know if the same company puts on all these fucking things, but I get text messages every time a festival's going on, and they send me the schedule, they send me all this shit. I'm like, I'm not going. I don't care. But I kept getting texts about Two Step In this weekend. I actually had a couple friends go out there to it.
Oh, yeah? And they didn't say hello to me.
They did not.
They don't like me.
When I say friends, are people I know from, like, high school.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah. I actually saw them on Tuesday at the Tyler Childers concert. Or actually, I didn't even see them. I just got behind them in line parking, and he called me because we both did something illegal, as like we cut through some cones, and I didn't have a clue that it was him. And I guess he saw me in the mirror and he called me. Luckily, I answered the call versus just like screening it and not answering. Be like, why the fuck is this guy calling me for? But then I saw on his Instagram they were at Two Step In. So what I say, I use friends loosely there.
I've known him
since I was like sixth grade. We used to play on the baseball team together and stuff. So like,
oh, he's in sixth grade. So you're quite a bit older than him.
No. Since sixth grade. We were in sixth grade. Oh. We were playing ball together. He's a year older, so I guess he was in seventh grade. But no. He's not in sixth grade driving. I've known him since sixth grade.
I see. Kind of weird to spot someone from behind and call them, isn't it? I mean, that's an aggressive move.
He didn't spot me from behind. He was in front of me and I guess saw me in the mirror, which...
You are easy to spot in a mirror.
Yeah, and I guess... Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't even know what I drove or anything. I guess he just saw, and like, I guess my bald head, and I don't know. I don't know how he spotted me, to be honest.
It's kind of weird. I mean, it's not like you're the only bald guy in the world. You know, there's several of your kind out there.
It is kind of impressive now that you mention it, but I guess if you see somebody and you know them, you know them.
Yeah.
Whether it be in a car or on a street or something. So, I mean, I guess you could spot somebody, but it is a little surprising now that you mention it.
I would not call if I saw someone. Because I'm generally, you know, like, I prefer not to. Like, if I see somebody I know, I do this thing where I pretend I don't see them. Do you do that?
Sometimes.
Like, I avoid, not confrontation. You know, you hear about people that avoid confrontation. I avoid interaction.
If I was sitting in a sandwich shop and I already had my food and you were in line, I would just keep looking straight. I wouldn't even talk to you.
Yeah.
I would just keep eating and have my headphones in and just like act like I didn't see you. And if you came up and say, what's up? I'd be like, oh, Cody, good to see you.
Yes.
Yeah. Like at the gym, a guy I consider a friend. He's always there kind of at the same time. And sometimes I just act like I don't see him. But if I do, I'll just give him a head nod or fist bump or something. I don't stop and chat. I just keep it moving.
Have you harassed any war veterans lately?
No, I switched gyms.
Oh, you one that doesn't have war veterans?
Yeah, well, I'm not saying there's no veterans there, but they're definitely a lot younger, if so. They might still be dealing with the PTSD. The war veterans from the 60s and 70s, they don't really ever talk about PTSD. They just, you know, came back and got to buy a house for like $15,000 and, you know, kind of have it made. The new veterans that might be at the gym, they might have some of that PTSD stuff. So I don't really want to talk to them.
But
I switched gyms. I'm no longer with like 70-year-old geriatrics in the gym. I'm with a bunch of young meatheads now.
Okay, so these are like Iraqi war veterans, not Korean.
Yeah, right. I'm not talking to them. I ain't got nothing to say.
Yeah. The old Korean and Vietnam veterans, they had shell shock. Back then they called it shell shock before we created PTSD. Not saying we created it. I'm saying we changed the name of it. We made it used to be called battle fatigue. Then it was called shell shock. Now we've added a hyphen. It's a whole thing. But
yeah, it's kind of crazy that shell shocked was just like a part of like common vernacular. Where if somebody was a little squirmish.
Schizophrenic.
If someone was just like a little unsure. In sports, like if they couldn't make a shot, if they looked a little rattled, if a team came out and got out to a 10-0 lead or something, you'd be like, oh, they looked like they're shell-shocked. Imagine if now we were just like, oh, man, they look like they have PTSD. This team looks like they have been to war and seen their best friends die.
Look at these losers. Yeah, that's we don't do that anymore. Shell-shocked, though, it's a much better. It comes off the tongue way better. Shell-shocked. You know, it's like,
oh, for sure. Yeah. But we just wouldn't use that as a way to describe people getting out to a deficit in sports.
Shell shock sounds like an easier way to get your medication than post-traumatic stress disorder. There was another one in there.
No. You don't get any medicine for shell shock. They just tell you to quit being a pussy. Like, hey, get over it. PTSD. That's where you get the medicine. That's where you can get some stuff. Shell shock. They tell you just to shake it off.
That's true. Like Taylor Swift, shake it off. Shake off the negative reviews, Taylor. I'm sure the next album will be great. But, yeah, so my rides this weekend were good. It was pouring rain Saturday. Had one issue Friday where I had to I had a big hairy dog in the car. And so I always like to do those rides because you know me, baby. I'm collecting that $40 pet fee. I mean, that's just going to happen. There's going to be pet hair in that back seat, and I'm going to submit it. So that was an easy $40. And then otherwise, not much to report. You know, everything was pretty good, pretty easy.
Now, was the pet wet?
No, but he had a lot of loose hair.
Right, but it wasn't Saturday when it was raining. It was Friday.
Oh, I would never pick up a dog in the rain.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, yeah, but I collect that $40.
Do any comedy?
People were rude, so, you know.
Whatever you need to tell yourself.
It's not. It's, I mean, they were. Yeah, they were. Yeah, assholes.
Sure. Yeah, whatever you need to tell yourself.
So I collected the $40 pet fee.
You might as well have said that they threw up, too, while you were at it.
They weren't that rude. There's levels to the rudeness.
Do you have to prove that they threw up?
Yeah, you have to send pictures of it.
Could you throw up yourself, theoretically?
Theoretically, you could. You could gag
yourself. Could you just have old pictures of throw up? Could you Photoshop throw up in there?
Probably. I've never done that because that's fraud. But probably in today's age, I imagine you could do that, yes.
Like, is AI, would they be able to say, like, throw up in the floorboard of a 2004 Altima, please?
What does AI vomit look like? What's messed up with AI vomit? Does it have, like, a rabbit foot in it or something? It's like,
yeah, I mean, the extra fingers, you just have, like, four fingers laying there somewhere in it. Someone's
pinky finger. It was the guy that went to Wendy's that time and found the pinky in his chili. He threw it up there.
Did you do any comedy this weekend?
No, but I'm going to kill.
Oh no,
I'm going to kill Tony tonight.
Oh no,
well,
we've fallen off the wagon.
I never go up on the weekend.
You were going to go up on Sunday. That's what you told us.
Well, I try to go up Sunday through Thursday, but normally that ends up being Monday through Thursday.
Okay,
because Sundays I'll go up on Sunday if I don't have a bonus to hit. But this weekend I needed to do like 60 rides to get my little ride bonus, you know. So I was out late last night too, and I had to.
How much of a bonus do they give you for 60 rides?
It varies. It's like sometimes it's like an extra 120. Sometimes it's better. Sometimes it's like 180 or 200, like depending on how busy it is. But like, it's not that much money. But if you're at, you know, 52 rides at the end of Saturday, you might as well go get it, get your extra 100. So I was trying to hit that yesterday. These highways down here, I haven't told you about these highways yet. Have you ever been to Texas? You came to College Station, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you notice how ridiculous these highways are? It's the number one thing I've noticed since I've been here.
What do you mean ridiculous? Because I just remember they were big and you could go fast on them. That's what I remember.
They're big and you can go fast on them, but they have like random stoplights on the highways here. And like every major highway system is a divided highway and it's like a toll road. And then there's two roads running beside the toll road with stoplights. So if you don't want to use the toll road, you have these random stoplights on your highway. And sometimes you don't see them coming up. You got to slam the fucking brakes. And another thing they got in Texas, this is unique to Texas. I've never seen this anywhere else. I've been to 33 states. You can U-turn on the fucking interstate. Do you remember that when you were down here?
No.
You can U-turn. They've got these special turns that are shaped in a U. You're familiar with this concept, I'm sure. But it's like a dedicated lane with like a barrier in the middle of the interstate. And I've never seen that anywhere else. And
I like that. It saves you from having to get off the interstate and getting back on. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it is convenient at times, but it's one of the things I've noticed since I've been here. It's kind of unique. You know, anywhere you go, there's always something unique. Like different states just have certain little things that make them unique.
Before I get to your topics, I got some good news and I got some bad news.
Oh, okay. Let's start with the bad. I prefer bad news first.
The bad news will have to wait. The good news is that people missed us. People let us know that we were missed by being a day late. We hit our 100 likes on YouTube pretty quickly. It just took basically 2 days. We hit our likes on YouTube. We hit our 100 likes. So the bad news is we still have to keep doing 2 days a week.
I think that's good news. I like doing this. This is a bright spot of my week twice a week.
You don't have to do anything. You just show up. That's all you have to do.
I do the same thing you do. I talk.
Oh, do you? You do the same thing I do?
Well, you got to do the setup, the posting, and all that. But you know,
So the same thing except all the hard stuff. Yeah, I do the same thing. I do the same thing you do. I do 3 hours of radio and then come home after lunch to do this and get it set up. Yeah, I have the same thing.
Hey, I got to do.
AKA, you roll out of bed and put your phone up and hook your headphones in and talk. That's what you do.
It takes me a little bit to get set up. I got to write my my topics down on my little notepad, you know, and then I got to.
Well, I was going to give you credit. You have been coming with the topics, so you've at least been doing that for me. So I do appreciate that. What do you got on the topics?
Oh, I got all kinds of stuff today. I mean,
which, by the way, would it kill you guys to go and make sure you like all the videos? Because it helps the algorithm. It helps the views. It helps us grow. So, like, it doesn't hurt. I've seen that you guys obviously can follow directions and find YouTube, and you like the podcast. Does it hurt if you just hit like every time we post one? And, you know, to comment and get those algorithms going, that way maybe more people follow us and find us. Like, it wouldn't kill you to do also, that. I appreciate you guys. And also, you know, Spotify, iTunes, to leave 5-star reviews. That helps too.
I was going to say that's what I was going to say is give us some stars on Spotify and podcasts. As many stars as you want. You can give up to 5. You could also only give 4, 3.
If you're going to give those, you can fucking keep them. If you're going to give those, keep them. But, you know, while you're at it, I'm not one to beg, but I'm also not too proud to beg. You know, Jesus Christ. Subscribe, YouTube,
Johnny Temptations over here. Ain't too proud to beg.
Like every post. And then, yeah, go give us 5 stars on the podcast stuff. It makes us look better, and it helps us grow.
Did you hear what I said, T? I said we got Johnny Temptations over here. Ain't too proud to beg.
No, I heard you. You go with the Temptations there?
Well, I prefer the Stones version because that's, you know, my favorite group. But yeah.
Did they steal that from them?
They did a cover of the song. I know you want to leave me, but I'm afraid to let you go, or how does it go? Anyway, well,
I prefer the TLC version.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Well, no, ain't too proud to beg.
Oh, I didn't know they had a version. I haven't heard it.
I don't think it's the same. I think it's a different song.
Oh, it is. I see.
Yeah, but it is the same title.
I only know the Waterfall song. And then they had another big hit that I know that I forgot. What's the other one? Don't give me no, fuck, what is it?
Give me Shelter?
No. What's the other TLC song that's like not Waterfalls, but maybe their next biggest hit?
Without looking it up.
I don't need no man. It's like I don't need no scrubs. That's what it is. Yeah. Isn't that TLC? Because a scrub, I don't need no scrub because a scrub's something, don't, it's me or something.
A scrub is me?
I don't know what it is.
But yeah, no, scrubs, and then, Unpretty, that was one I remember in like junior high, or not even junior high, grade school when the video came out. That one made a big impact on me because you see a girl getting an abortion, and I thought that was crazy as like a 11 or 12-year-old seeing that video.
They don't play that kind of stuff down here.
So anyways.
What's it called? Unpretty?
Unpretty.
Relatable. Anyway, that does lead into my next topic. Guess who's seeing the Rolling Stones this week? They're kicking off the tour in Houston. And as of now, I'm planning to drive over there Sunday. Big show.
Are you going to cancel your Vegas trip?
No, I got Vegas coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, wow, we got Cody Moneybags over here.
Not really, but we're gonna make it work. We're gonna see what we can do.
Guy hits a little bonus, and now he's a groupie. He's gonna travel around and follow. Where So in Houston, is it at Reliant Stadium?
NRG. NRG Stadium, yep.
I guess it used to be called Reliant. I guess it changed the naming rights. I mean, How much did it cost to get in there?
I don't have a ticket yet, but I just figure they're kicking off the tour. It's, you know, I'm like 2 hours from Houston. I'm not going to not go. You know what I mean?
Is it the actual first show?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is cool. It's exciting because, yeah, you get to see the new, like, what's the set list going to be like, you know, because they put the new album out. So it'll be a new tour. It's like, what songs are we going to, what are we opening with? Are we doing Street Fighting Man, or is it going to be Jumpin' Jack Flash? Like, you know, I'm interested to see what the new set list is. So,
well, you can get in for $88.
Yeah, that's a nosebleed, I assume, somewhere.
Well, yes, that's just the lowest price.
Yeah, I mean,
levels looking like $350, $229 for a lower level. That's not awful. $250.
Yeah,
that's not terrible, and it'll probably go down by the time the actual show starts.
I probably will buy a cheaper kind of ticket for this show because I'm on the floor in Vegas. So,
oh, on the floor.
Well, it's
Cody cash bags over here.
It's the floor, but it's called rear general admission. So, like, you're on the floor, but you're behind the actual, like, good floor seats.
It's right. Just, you're in the, like, if it's first come, first serve, but you're still on the floor. You stand up. You can still bop around. That's still good.
Like Ludacris. Stand up. Yeah. He was a Houston rapper, wasn't he? Or was he Atlanta?
He's Atlanta, but he was at Two Step In, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he was at Two Step In, according to the text I got.
I didn't know that. What was he doing there?
Performing.
Ludacris at a country festival?
Yep.
I didn't go out there for that, but I did have a couple riders who had bust in. They were doing like shuttle buses over to the mall back and forth from the festival. But apparently Saturday they had to bump everything up because the rain. There was heavy rain Saturday, so.
Yeah, 7:30 to 8:30, Ludacris. He performed... So at the 7 o'clock window, they had Hank Williams Jr., Clint Black. Hank Williams Jr. played from 6:30 to 7:30. Clint Black played from 7:30 to 8:30 on one of the stages. Disco Cowboys Westworld from 6:15 to 8:30.
Oh, hey, I missed that.
And Ludacris from 7:30 to 8:30, leading into the headliners, Turnpike Troubadours.
Turnpike Troubadours were headliners?
Yeah, that's why I didn't go to Two Step In. It seems like a pretty light group as far as a high-dollar festival goes. Ludacris and the Turnpike Troubadours didn't really get the juices going for me.
I would just have assumed that Ludacris or Hank Williams Jr. was... I mean, I guess Hank Williams Jr. is old as shit at this point, but Turnpike Troubadours, I didn't know they were that big. I mean...
I was telling you that when you were still in Knoxville. They're a big deal, especially out like in Texas and like Oklahoma and out there.
Yeah,
they weren't a big deal in Knoxville. Like they were giving away upgrades to get on the floor whenever they were at Civic Coliseum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Anna de Armas is single, so
I pronounce it Anna.
Anna, yeah, I think it's probably Anna. Anna de Armas is single, so that's good news for someone, maybe.
Did she have a man? Did they just break up? I was unaware of her dating situation.
Yeah, I guess she broke up with her man. I just saw that headline.
Oh, okay, I got nothing to add there. I don't know if she's a good actress or not, but she's cute.
She's very cute.
She's sexy in that terrible Ben Affleck movie.
What nationality is she? She got to be like Colombian or Brazilian or something.
Venezuela. Yeah, something Hispanic, I would imagine.
Yeah, I had some.
She was good in Knives Out. I mean, Knives Out was a great movie. They can never take Knives Out from her. Got a whole bunch of flops outside of Knives Out, but they can never take that one out. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, I saw Knives Out.
Great movie.
Yeah, it is. At the end, they play Sweet Virginia by the Stones.
Yeah, they do.
My knife
is always
out.
Virginia. When I'm watching. I can't wait to. Sweet Virginia. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, that's the song. Did you hear what I said, Tone? I said, my knife is always out when I'm watching Ana de Armas.
Just wanting to cut something? Just sitting there just jacking off?
You better have a knife on you dealing with a Colombian woman. They tend to be pretty feisty. You never know what's going to happen.
You're wrong. She's Cuban.
Even more so. You got to stay strapped when dealing with a Cuban woman. She could try to stab you at any point in time. That's the beauty of a Cuban woman.
Is a Cuban and Spanish actress.
Mm-hmm. Damn right she is.
Interesting. And then at age of 18, she moved to Madrid. How about that? Who knew?
Madrid. I live in Madrid.
35 years old.
Best looking 35-year-old I've ever seen. Florida State University made 13-0 rings for their football team. The rings, apparently on the rings, it says unconquered. You may remember in the Orange Bowl, they lost 63-3 to the University of Georgia. However, they did have an undefeated regular season. So
I think at some point, you have to add in an asterisk and just say unconquered, and then like in the fine print. Against that, everyone except that bowl game that we didn't count. We're not counting that bowl game. That was we all opted out of the bowl game.
Yeah, we didn't try for that. We
13-0 against everybody except Georgia.
13-0 in the year 2023, maybe, was the
bowl
game. Yeah,
I was going to say, the bowl game was probably after New Year, right? So, yeah, I think that's fair.
I don't know for a fact if it was or not, but they, you know, they did go 13-0, though. So, like, you can't take that away from them. They were 13-0.
That is true. You cannot take it away from them. We don't have to, like, respect it, though.
Never mind.
None of us did. We were all just like, yeah, never mind. It's cool. 13-0, that's good. But you're not getting in the playoff.
Yeah, you're not a playoff team. Sticking with sports, though, the baseball boys, they got a big win over the weekend. They won the series against Kentucky. And
how many innings did you watch?
I didn't watch a single inning because it wasn't televised. So
it was on ESPN Plus.
Well, you know, I don't get that on my package. So
you don't have your phone? You don't have ESPN Plus?
No, I'm already paying for Max and Netflix and Spotify and who knows what else. I don't pay for ESPN Plus.
Do you not share with anybody? You don't have passwords that you share with anybody?
No, I don't.
Really?
No.
This is life as a lone wolf, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
life as a lone wolf, it's kind of tough. I bet now you wish you had some friendships that you could rely on.
Well, I do use a friend's YouTube TV, but he doesn't know I'm on it. I just, when I use it from time to time whenever I need to watch something that's televised, but I don't think he knows that I use it.
I had two people using my Paramount Plus, and I recently changed the password because they had been watching stuff that I was watching, but they were watching it ahead of me. So then when Paramount Plus has a terrible interface, an absolute shitty interface. And when I went in there, it'd always be like, continue watching, and it'd be halfway over, and I had to go in and like try to restart it or restart the episode. So luckily, security got flagged because one of them was watching it overseas on vacation. So Paramount Plus is like, hey, you need to change your password. So I changed my password, and I don't think I'm giving it back out.
Did you know that they were using it?
No, I did. I gave it to them 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, so they got pretty good. They got a pretty good amount of content out of it then.
Yeah, they got a really good amount. I mean, it's $12 a month. They use it about as much as I do. It's $6 a month. So I mean, like, you know, you add it up, they probably saved, you know, $500 or $600.
Yeah,
not that much. Although, no, not that much, but probably about $300.
At least a couple hundred. Yeah, I mean, that's good value.
I mean, $600 if they were actually going to pay all $12 of it. Yeah, but like if you're splitting it, like $300.
I don't even
And there was
know.
Another guy using it too that I made the mistake of giving it to him. And this guy gets on. This guy, he's starting to rub me the wrong way. And I consider him a friend, sort of, kind of. No, I'll take that back. I consider him a friend. But he only takes. He doesn't give. There's nothing he gives. He only takes. And it annoyed me today that I got a text message that was like right after the radio show ended, like, man, great week for the Vols. Hell yeah, or something like that. And I knew what was happening. So I wrote back and just put truly. And I was waiting. I said, okay, so now he's either going to ask for my Paramount Plus password since I changed it, or he's going to ask about my baseball tickets tomorrow. And sure enough, the very next message was, you going to the baseball game tomorrow? And I was going to, you know, assuming I was going to say no, to which they'd say, oh, can I have the tickets? Because that's what happened last week.
So he's just hitting you up every week for tickets?
Well, he didn't tell me happy birthday on my birthday.
Oh, that's rude.
So, you know, then he showed up. We had a little bit of a get together the next day, and he showed up and tried to act all cool about it. And I was like, ah, you know, of course, after a couple of drinks.
Petty.
Started being petty, yeah. So then, like, the next week after that, he asked for the ticket, and I said, sorry, I only give tickets to people that tell me happy birthday. So then he quit for a while.
Happy birthday, John. By the way, are you going to the baseball game today?
Yeah.
Well, you can't be that guy. You know, you got to at least pretend to be appreciative.
He always says thank you afterwards, but, you know, yeah. He's like, hey, what's popping? If you don't go to the baseball game, I would gladly use them. And I said, my tickets are reserved only for people who told me happy birthday. But, like, as I was saying, he's like, by the way, I'm sorry I didn't wish you happy birthday. I didn't do that on purpose. I can't tell if you're actually mad at me. How can I make up for it? I just didn't reply. That stopped it for basically a month. And then, like, yeah, he asked me last week if I was going to use them.
Does he pay you for the tickets? Oh,
no, come on. No, he doesn't pay me for them.
I can't imagine getting a set of tickets from a friend and then not even paying them for those tickets. I mean,
you at least have to have the decency of offering to pay, even if you're never going to pay. You agree to pay.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't just take them. You say, oh, I'll pay for these eventually.
What you did was really so much worse because I had to buy those tickets. At least with these baseball tickets, they're just included in the season tickets. And, like, he only asked for the midweek games. He's never hit me up on a SEC weekend and be like, hey, can I have those tickets? He only asked for, like, the shitty midweek games. I had to buy your tickets. So I was out even extra money. It wasn't even like I already had them. I had to buy those.
No, you already had them. You had four.
Well, yes, but I could have sold those four.
Yeah, but see, I only asked you for one game. It's not like I asked for a series, you know.
Well, yeah, but the LSU football game is bigger than all these midweek baseball games combined.
Still just one game. Just one game. A game is a game.
No, that's not true.
It's all that's about, not true. You know, you got to look at intention. And I intended to pay for those tickets, okay?
So I don't think you ever did.
I did. I just ran out of cash. And then, you know, there was a casino involved.
I didn't realize there was a casino involved. I thought it was just funds were tight, not a, hey, I'm going to go gamble and drink all of it away.
Well, they got that, you know, they got that Harrah's down in New Orleans, and there was a, you know, it ended up being a big spending kind of weekend. And so but I still plan to pay for those tickets at some point. You know, you will get that money back eventually. One way or another, for sure, with interest. So be looking out for that.
I can't even get you to give me 5 minutes of a stand-up routine to put in the show.
I've given you 5 minutes of a stand-up routine.
Okay, I can't get another 5 minutes. I only get 1 5-minute every 3 months.
Maybe I'll try to get one this week.
You told me you were going to do that this last weekend.
Well, if I get on Kill Tony, I can give you 1 minute. It'll be on YouTube for the world to see.
Have you figured out your minute?
Yeah, I got a minute I'll do.
All right, let's hear it.
Come on. Come on, you always do this.
I know, let's hear it.
Yeah, you know how it is. I don't do it on the spot. I'm not a whore.
It's time to go. It's time to go, little piggy. I'll let you knock $10 off of the money you owe me for LSU. Let's go. $10 a minute, that's pretty good. That's... You know, that's what? I mean, what's 10 times 60? That's $600 an hour.
If I could give you an hour, we'd just call it even, huh? I mean, I could give you an hour, but it's not going to be very good.
Not only an hour. I just want a minute.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, you know, you'll see it on Kill Tony when I do it. It'll be a good minute.
You're such a pussy.
I had two different passengers this weekend ask me my best joke. And I hate when the conversation leads into that because they're like, what are you doing in Austin? Comedy. And they're like, oh, tell us your best joke. I'm like, fuck you. I don't have a thing. You know,
you don't even have a best joke.
I got things.
Do the masturbation one. Do the worst 10 minutes of your week.
Well, I don't know what these people want to hear. It's you shouldn't put a comedian on the spot like that. You know, we as a community,
you don't get to consider yourself a we in this.
We comedians, as a group, we don't like being put on the spot, having to tell you our best joke. You know,
so you don't even have a damn joke you could tell people when you ride around.
I got jokes, but I change them up when I do my sets, you know? I mean, it depends on the flow of things. I mean, it's kind of it's an art, you know? It's an art. I'm an artist.
I really hope you don't get pulled for Kill Tony.
I'm an artist. You wouldn't expect me to paint for free, you know? You wouldn't say, hey, do your best painting for me.
But if I asked, I would imagine you could at least draw me a damn stick figure.
A drawing, painting, two different things.
I'd imagine you could put a little sun up on the top right corner and hit a couple of brush strokes to make me feel good.
I wish I could paint. Seems soothing.
The thing about paint is everyone can paint.
I mean, not well, though.
Well, anyone could paint, though. It's all abstract. It's all interpretation.
Well, I mean, anyone could be a comedian. Anyone could be an actor, but that doesn't mean you'd be good at it.
Sure.
There was a comedian in Australia who kicked out a woman that was breastfeeding at his show.
I think that's completely fine. Did you see the viral tweet of the I guess, cafe? Where a guy was posted out in front of it and said, no children, dogs allowed. And people were mad on the internet about it, of a place being anti-children.
No. What was that? It was a bar or establishment?
It was like a cafe, I think. I want to say maybe a coffee shop, cafe type of place. A
lot of cats, a lot of dogs.
But then everyone looked up the like actual place and like the reviews were all pretty low. It was down like in the low threes and people said it smelled like a dog in there.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. You allow dogs in there. I mean, that led
to the debate of what's more imposing, what's more of an inconvenience for the average customer, dealing with like small children or dealing with pets.
For the average customer, you mean like
yeah, like if you were in a place, if you were in a cafe, would you rather deal with a pet or like a 4 to 7 year old kid?
I mean, I would much rather there just be dogs around because you can walk up and pet them and say hello. And
well, hey, you don't walk up and pet. They got to approach you, and you got to ask the owner if you could touch their dog. That's how you get bit. Just walk it up, petting dogs.
Well, I'm just saying, like you can
you actually, say, "Can I pet that dog?"
You can actually interact with a dog, and it's a nice experience. Like
can't interact with a kid.
No, I mean, when do you have?
Yeah, you probably can't. You're right. You probably shouldn't be.
When do you have a good experience with a kid? You know, a kid runs up and he's like, "Hey, Mister," punching you in the leg or whatever. It's like, get the fuck away from me. You know, I mean, I think everyone who's just a casual bystander would prefer the dog, unless it's like a teacher or something. I don't know, somebody that works with kids that really likes them. But
Some people don't like dogs, man. Some people don't like dogs. I don't like dogs being around all the time either.
Yeah, but who likes kids unless it's your own kid? Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants a random kid around.
All right, so a well-behaved kid or a well-behaved dog?
Dog. The answer is always dog.
A poorly behaved dog or a poorly behaved kid?
Dog. Yeah, I mean.
No, I think if it's the poorly behaved, you take the kid.
What? I don't see the pro of having a kid around.
Well, again, yeah, but I'm just saying a poorly behaved dog is going to come up and, like, bite you and, like, bite your stuff and just be doing a bunch of it could do more damage, I think, than a poorly behaved kid.
I don't know. I've had Uber passengers that have their kid in the back seat just running wild, and they get Cheetos all over the floorboard and shit, and then I got to clean that up and of course, charge them the $40, you know, but it's just annoying.
I still think a poorly behaved pet in your back seat would do more damage, though.
You know, on the last podcast, I was telling you about the homeless window washers. And I was thinking that it's one of those things you can't really do anything about. And it's kind of like when a dog comes up and starts licking you. Because it's like, there's nothing you can really do about it. You're just like, oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop that. Don't do that. And that's kind of what you tell the homeless guy that's trying to wash your windshield.
Now imagine that dog's in your back seat and it's like trying to lick your ear and climb up all over the seat and everything. Like, at least the kid, you just push it down. Like, he's like, get the fuck off of me.
You can't move. You cannot push someone's kid.
Yeah, you can. If it's in your car, you could put your arm up and say, stay back there. Like, you 100% can. But if you do that to a dog, the dog might bite you. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think a worst case scenario, a bad dog is worse than a bad kid.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. It depends on the situation.
Well, yes, if a toddler has a loaded gun somewhere and it accidentally discharges and shoots you, yes, like, that's bad. But, yeah, like, a sure. dog can bite you and kill you a lot easier than a toddler can, as long as you don't have a gun around it.
I'm trying to imagine a toddler with a gun. Sounds awful. Kind of like me on this podcast. Sounds awful. These allergies are kicking my ass today.
What else you got for me?
Well, I was going to tell you about the comedian that kicked out a woman for breastfeeding. I guess it could be a distraction. This guy was named Arj Baker. Apparently, he's Australia's favorite American comedian. And his show was 15+, and so he was mad at the staff that they let a baby in there. He said that the baby was ruining his train of thought. Do you think being a comedian on stage, watching a woman breastfeed, could ruin your train of thought?
So wait, he's saying he was just like distracted watching, did the woman have her titty all the way out? Or did she have like I don't know how they get down in Australia, but like I've seen some people have basically the hoodies they could put on, a blanket they could put on, and you know the baby's down there going to town, but like you don't actually see it.
Yeah.
In Australia, do they just get the titties all the way out and just have the baby latch on in public? Like, I don't know.
I don't know. What do you think about a woman breastfeeding in public? Have you ever watched one? I don't tend to look at them. I stay at a distance. I usually just observe from my van. But sometimes a woman will breastfeed in public, and it's an interesting thing to see.
Seems like something you should go to your car and do, or go to the bathroom and do. Like, you know, I don't know about – maybe not in the bathroom of a bar. Maybe like it's – first of all, why is a baby at a comedy show, I guess, is really the question. Why is a baby out at the bar at the comedy show? That's maybe more so what I'm wondering. But, like, I'm not a woman. I've never had milk running through my boobs. I've never had to care for another life. I've never had a kid. So I'm not speaking from a place of experience, but it feels like you should be able to, like, go outside somewhere more private, away from the action to breastfeed. I understand that when you got to pump, you got to pump, you got to do your thing, but feels like there's better ways around it is what I would say, I guess.
Well, that's what this comedian was saying. He was saying, hey, my show's 15+. Why is there a baby in here? But also, if the show's only 15+, I'm guessing he's kind of like a clean comic. Like, you know, I mean, 15's still pretty young to be at a comedy show. So
you're just saying this guy's just a pussy.
No, I mean, that's kind of how I took it, but
we got Ray Romano over here, everybody. This guy wants to be Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
That's who I think of when you say a 15 and up comedy show. Ray Romano.
That's kind of how the Nate Bargatze show was yesterday, because he's kind of like a clean comic. And so,
well, yeah, I guess Nate's the actual comparison to make now because, yeah, he's PG, right?
Yeah, which I didn't mind doing the rides from that show because they were all nice people.
That's true. No degenerates at the Nate Bargatze show.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like doing Anthony Jeselnik show where everybody's an asshole. So at least you get nice people for the Uber rides.
I don't know if like Jeselnik would be the person I use there because I feel like Jeselnik's probably got a lot of people who his type of comedy is like their deep, dark humor. Like it taps into something there where they're really nice people, but he says fucked up stuff that gets them excited. I was thinking more like Andrew Dice Clay. Just somebody likes that guy's got to be a real jerk.
Dice,
Somebody leaving the Joe Rogan show, probably. Like,
yeah.
I would say the Joe Rogan crowd probably got some jerks in it. I feel like with Jeselnik and Daniel Tosh, it's probably people that just like are good people that have a dark humor that want to hear, have that part tickled.
I do usually vibe with those people more, actually, you know, the dark humor stuff. But it's funny you say that, though, because I did have some assholes going to Joe Rogan's show Saturday. I had a car full of assholes. There were four of them, two men, two women, all assholes. And they said they were going to the mothership to see Joe Rogan's show, which I don't even know how you get tickets to that. Apparently the mothership is the hottest club in the country right now. So it's hard to get in there.
I mean, that's not surprising. It's very popular.
Yeah. Speaking of comedy, I've continued to see the downfall of one of my favorite podcasts, The Two Bears, One Cave. You know, I told you about how people are turning on Tom and Bert. Actually,
please just know that I was ahead of the curve here again.
Well, Bert is just annoying to people.
That's what I told you. I told you that guy's annoying. I feel like I was ahead of the curve there. The only thing I said, the Kool-Aid bit was funny. You know, when he revealed that he had been walking around drinking, you know, 48 ounces of Kool-Aid every day. But outside of that, I told you that the guy rubbed me the wrong way. And now I have seen people turning on him. I wonder where you're going next.
Well,
what you're going to talk about here. But
well, one thing I was going to tell you is that one of my pastors told me I looked like Tom, which I took as a compliment since he's successful.
In the face, I could see that.
Yeah, that's what one of my writers said. They're like, dude, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I really thought you were like Tom Segura doing like a TV show bit, like Comedians in Cars or some shit. You know, like he's like, you look a lot like Tom Segura. I'm like, you mean like Fat Tom? Because Tom's lost a lot of weight. And he's like, no. He's like, I meant it as a compliment. I'm like, yeah, no, I know, but yeah. It kind of reminded me, though, because, you know, Tom and Bert are both playing arenas. Like, they're doing massive shows. So I was wondering about how it reminds me a little bit of, like, Howard Stern back in the day, you know, because a lot of people hated him, but he dominated the ratings for, like, 20 years. I mean, so he was – so does the negativity kind of fuel – like views is what I was wondering, because if you read their comment section, it's all about how bad they are now and like they've lost touch and these guys don't get it and all this stuff. And like,
so wait, people have turned on Segura too?
A little bit. Yeah. Not as much as Bert, but
I see something once a week where people are shitting on Bert. Like he had something in Knoxville a couple weeks ago. It was like, should I go crash a frat party? I'd be like, no, bro, you're 54. Give it up.
You're 50 years old, dude. Yeah.
And then, like, this weekend, he, like, posted a shirtless picture where you can just see his cock and, like,
yeah,
he does flexing a muscle. It just seems weird, too. Like, he just, yeah, just seems like people have really railed against them. And I didn't realize they had turned on Bert. Or not, well, Bert, excuse me, of on Tom.
Well, most people that turn on him, they say, like, Tom is funny, but Bert has never been funny. Basically, they say, like, you know, Tom has lost touch, maybe. Or they say he's not as funny now that he's not fat, but that he used to be funny. And Tom actually had it as a comedian. Bert never had it. He just got popular because of Rogan and all this stuff. But what I'm asking is, like, the fact that they're selling out arenas, and they're like, obviously there's some negativity surrounding them, but they're selling like more tickets than almost anybody in comedy.
Now, where's Bert playing at?
He's playing arenas. Like he's doing the Moody Center here in a couple weeks. And I mean, he did Thompson Bowling, you know, so like, and he does this big festival that has, I mean, for a weekend, probably 100,000 people come out. I mean, he's big time, which is that's what I'm asking is like, how does the negativity affect that? Could it affect it positively?
Did he do Thompson Bowling? Did he do like all of Thompson Bowling?
I don't know if it was,
because like when I'm looking now, arena, like, when I'm just looking now, like the, like I'm just pulling it up because I'm curious, because I'm shocked that if you're telling me he's actually doing arenas, because I'm seeing like Portland, Maine, Uncasville, Connecticut, Reading, Pennsylvania, Thackerville. Reading. Yeah, sorry. What did I say? Reading. Fayetteville, North Carolina, Macon, Georgia, Charleston,
Hiawassee,
Georgia. Yeah, like I don't think there's very big arenas in there, is what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, Knoxville and Austin were pretty big market, like arenas, but
yeah.
Maybe
Camden Town, Camdenton, Missouri, Braden, Mississippi. Like, these don't seem like big arena tours like you're talking about. But no, I mean, like, there's definitely, especially if somebody starts railing against you or rallying against you, you will have your actual fans defend you more. Like, you've seen it with Barstool whenever they were under attack, and you saw it in pop culture with Nickelback for so many years. Like, Nickelback became a punchline, but I read a story one time about, like, their shows when they'd actually go on tour or, like, do shows. Like, they had their most loyal fans that basically, like, we got to defend our guys, and they would, like, go and pack out the show and, like, you know, really try to show them love. So, like I said, you saw it with Barstool whenever they were under attack. I do think when people seem like they're out to get you, the people who actually like you defend you more.
Yeah, Tom just broke the attendance record for the place in Seattle. I think the Climate Pledge Arena or whatever. Like, he outsold all the sports stuff and entertain. Like, he outsold Chappelle, and so I mean, they're definitely big right now.
No, yeah, I mean, I know that Tom's big.
People,
I didn't know Bert was at that level.
People really love comedy here. It's one thing I do enjoy about, like, doing the rides around here is, like, it's a lot of people going to comedy shows around town, and there's a real energy for it here, which I like. Like, I talk about podcasts with people and stuff. They're like, oh yeah, I love that. I watch that every week. And
it's kind of funny to me that you hate talking comedy or, like, trying to do your funny stuff with riders, though. Like, I feel like that's a red flag.
What do you mean? I mean, I'm not good. Like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to.
I know, but you have an audience at all times in the car. And, like, if people want to engage, I feel like you should really try to be win fans over. And, like, I don't know. I just listened to a podcast, an interview that Dan Soder was doing. You know that guy?
Dan Soder, yeah.
Soder, yeah, sorry, not Soder, Dan Soder. And he was talking about how, you know, both he and he's talking about David Spade had talked about too, like, how much trouble they used to get in at their restaurants because they basically, when they were waiting on tables, were basically just doing routines the entire time and, like, trying to, like, win over the table. Every time they had a table, it was trying to be funny and trying to do bits and stuff.
Well, see, I do that too. Like, if I'm out with a bunch of friends, that's one of my favorite things is just cracking jokes and shit and, like, you feed off the energy of each other and you're trying to make your friends laugh. And like, I do that with my passengers too, but it's not like it's not a stand-up routine, you know, it's just like naturally funny. And these people are like, oh, this guy's great. Like, you know, it's trying to figure out how to get that on stage is what I'm not good at. And I mean, I think that just comes with reps and time and, you know, because like people used to say that about Joey Diaz, like that was his criticism for like the first 15 years he did comedy is everybody would say he's the funniest guy in the parking lot, but his stand up wasn't polished, you know?
So are you making these people laugh that want your routines or are you just like, I don't want to be funny guy right now?
Well,
I don't have a routine and I don't want to really get into it.
Well, when it's a good organic conversation, like I'll make them laugh. I'm making them laugh just by talking to them, but I'm not giving them a routine. You know, it's like a different thing. It's just like when you're with your buddies, you're just talking and you're feeding off each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think you should maybe start working on kind of not, you know, your full fledged stage routine, but just like maybe have a routine for the riders. I don't know. At least have like a ball. Just have like a game plan or something. I don't know. I was thinking about you this last week whenever I heard that because, yeah, I mean, he was talking about how he was just always trying to be on and just always, yeah, was getting in trouble because he was wanting to give his routine to everybody. And I got to pull your rotten, nasty, dip-infected teeth to try to get you to give us any little crumb of content.
There's no dip. There's no dip in these teeth. I floss now, actually. Once I had my big gum bleeding issue, I started flossing more, and it seems to have gone away. So I'm trying to improve my hygiene. And the Zens seem to be okay. There's no tobacco in my teeth, so that's a good thing. But I don't know. I mean, trying to be on all the time just kind of seems like a performance too, you know?
It's well,
like,
yeah, but I mean, I think you need to, you want to be a performer.
Yeah, well.
So, I mean, I think you have to, like, I worry that you don't eat, sleep, and breathe it. I don't know. I just, when I hear people talk about making it, it's because they talked about how they eat, slept, and, you know, breathed it. And
I mean, I've been getting up on stage, like, I you know, but like.
No, for sure. I just, you know, in your rides, you just have a new audience, you know, every 20 minutes or whatever.
It's kind of the same audience. My rides tend to be the same type of audience. It's usually
I just mean different people, though.
Yeah.
If you're funny enough around those college kids, you need to have you some cards and try to get booked for one of their, like, formals or something, like, for their parties. Yeah.
Last Thursday, they had several formals going on. There were, like, four different formals, so.
But I imagine they pay people to come or perform at them and shit. Like, I don't know, like. Something to consider.
Yeah.
Like, hey, girls, here's my contact. If you guys ever need to hire a comedian, holler at me and I'll give you a good discount.
Tom told a story about working a crowd of college girls one time, and he was doing like a, they hired him for, like you're saying, like a sorority event, and it was like a father's weekend type of thing. So all the dads were there with the girls, and he was telling a joke where he said, he's like, girls, it's nice that you're out with your dads and you should really be appreciative of all they've done for you and all this stuff. And he's like, and if you really want to make them happy, what you should do is grab a pair of your roommate's panties and just give them to him as a gift for Father's Day. just get your roommate's dirty underwear and give them to your dads.
That's gross.
What do you mean? You don't like sniffing dirty underwear?
Nah.
That's always been a turn on for me.
Anything else? No, your turn ons.
Oh, anything else? Yeah, sniffing dirty underwear. I don't know.
Besides
I mean, all kinds of stuff, you know. Just depends on what gets you in the mood in the moment.
So just anything.
Having women near.
Yeah. Just pretty much anything.
Being in close proximity to a woman.
Wow, look at the way that woman washed those dishes.
Look at the way she's just sitting there.
She is watching TV in such a sexy manner. I am hard. Press for time. I gotta go. It's I gotta make a run, gotta get to the gym, gotta do some things. I love you.
All right.
Thursday,
yeah, we'll do this again. Yeah.
It would be great if you guys kept the momentum of the social media likes going. I mean, it makes us feel good at the very least. So, I mean, maybe just keep liking and
leave positive reviews.
Leave positive comments, leave positive reviews. It at least makes us feel good. It makes us look cool.
Help us take off on YouTube.
It gives me something. It gives me a good feeling when I see. I'm not going to lie. I felt pretty good this weekend when I would open up my email and I'd have like six new comments, six new things from YouTube. It was a pretty good feeling.
I think what it shows is that the audience is there and that they like listening to this, but a lot of people don't like to engage. Like, people are just, you know, not everybody wants to be a participant.
Well, that's what I always tell people on radio, and that's what I've had to tell Bob. When he worries about people not calling or just like people not necessarily tweeting a lot. I was like, look, when I listen to stuff, I don't tweet them. I don't call in.
Yeah.
There's like five different podcasts. Yeah. There's like five different podcasts that I like listening to, but like, I don't ever really give them any feedback of like letting them know I listen. So I think it's normal, but it is nice when we get it. So what's our prompt? Give us a prompt for people to comment today. What should they send today in the comments?
Do you
their enjoy, favorite turn-ons?
Do you enjoy sniffing dirty underwear? Yes or no?
Should Cody start taking comedy more seriously and having his minute? Make your best plea. That's it. Maybe make your best plea for Cody to give us his minute for Kill Tony.
And leave it on YouTube?
Yeah. What's... what do you need to hit? What do we need to see? What new carrot can you dangle to get, if people do it by next Monday, you'll give us your minute routine?
I will promise the audience. I do have a busy week, but I will promise the audience, some stand-up routine, hopefully with laughs.
Oh, so you're not going to get, no, we don't want the recorded version. We want the minute here on the podcast.
Oh, you want me to do a minute? I hate that you want me to do that. It seems, it's so awkward, but yeah, sure. I'll do it. Yeah.
What's the carrot that you're, what do we need to see happen this week?
That I'll do it. I'll
no, God damn it. What does the audience need to do for you, for us?
Well, the women can mail me their dirty underwear.
I mean like social media wise or YouTube comments wise or retweets or like 5-star reviews. Like what? You're so fucking stupid sometimes.
I'm not a good promoter. I'm trying to talk.
I'm asking you what accomplishment people could do to help us promote that you want to set. Cause I did 100 YouTube likes last week and people did it. So I was seeing if you had something that you wanted people to do right now.
Get us hired by Barstool.
Oh,
so
Jesus Christ.
So I don't have to Uber. Okay. How about leave reviews?
I got hired there once. We can't go back now.
Not quite. Leave reviews maybe. Like leave okay. us, you know, on the, like write things,
Okay. Yeah.
Like, okay. So like on Apple, the Apple reviews thing right now, we got like 65 stars. Leave comments on there on the Apple podcast reviews.
We have 62. So how many do we want to get to? 75?
Well, I'm talking about the comments section. Let's get 10 more.
Well, I think
comments.
You have to leave a review to actually leave a comment though. I think is how that works on Apple.
Okay, let's get 10 more comments on it.
13 more. I like nice round numbers. 75 sounds a lot better than 72.
Okay, let's get 13 new comments.
Yeah. All right, 75 reviews.
Podcast reviews.
And Cody will give us a minute, his Kill Tony minute next Monday. If we can get it by, let's say, Friday, that way he can have the whole weekend to get his minute ready for us.
Okay, on Apple Podcast reviews, the purple app,
the little podcast thing. Yeah,
you gotta push that. Yeah,
we're at 62 reviews now. We want to be at 75, and only 5-star reviews count. Don't go and leave worse than 5 stars.
But with comments is what I'm saying.
And leave comments. What do you want the comments to be? Their favorite thing about you.
Okay, sure.
13 comments, including your favorite thing about Cody with 5-star reviews. If we get 13 of those, we will do Cody's minute next week.
That'll be my 13 reasons why I do a new minute.
Good. Instead of kill yourself. Yeah.
Wasn't that a show? Yeah.
Yeah, but it was about killing yourself instead. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. My 13th reason why will be my new minute.
All right. See ya.
So long.